Thanks for listening to Vermont Edition. I'm Andrea Lorien, one of the producers on the show, and what you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening, and enjoy.
We're only about 2.5 weeks out from the total solar eclipse. Many Vermont towns and cities fall right along that line of totality. And over the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot of stories on Vermont Public and Vermont Edition specifically about our preparations for the eclipse. On Monday, for example, we will have a show about how the state is getting ready to keep Vermonters and all those tens of thousands of incomers safe. But getting ready for the eclipse doesn't just mean preparing to lose cell service or figuring out childcare. There is also an eclipse state of mind. And what better way to get into it than to experience art? A new piece at the Highland Center for the Arts in Greensboro called When Light Bends provides just that opportunity. It premieres tomorrow, and it well, you know what? I'm gonna let our guests describe it. They'll do a much better job than I will. Elena Arose is the stage director of When Light Bends. She joins us now. Elena, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And we are also joined by Jared Goldberg, an astrophysicist and one of the collaborators on When Light Bends. Jared, welcome.
Hi. Good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you both. Elena, tell us about When Light Bends. What is this this event, this experience that's going on at Highland?
Yeah, so When Light Bends is a real devised and collaborative piece that explores the eclipse from two different time periods, one which is 1919 and two well-known physicists who helped us understand Einstein's theory of relativity because of Eddington, a British physicist's use of the 1919 solar eclipse to prove Einstein's work. And so we get a little bit of the history, but what is really exciting about those storylines is that our writers are also looking at the women in those stories' lives who are often ignored in that telling and how they may have helped the scientific work. And then there's a contemporary storyline of two women who are off to Vermont to visit and to witness the solar eclipse. And it also combines magic tricks.
Ooh.
It combines beautiful design, and it combines live music created by a really astounding composer. So it's all of these really theatrical storytelling elements that create this narrative that blends so much of what we've learned from Jared and from all of the research that we've done about why the science is so important to our lives, but also how it can be so inspiring.
Okay, Jared, it's not often that you hear an astrophysicist involved in a work like this. Tell us about what your role was, how you got involved.
Yeah, so my role, thanks. My role was somewhat of a science consultant, a bit of a co-creative. It was all started from this this program, both Max Media Art Exploration, which is a production agency, I guess, that tries to catalyze collaborations between artists and scientists, and supported by a grant from the Simons Foundation, which is a triangle grant that is pairing kind of a venue production company with artists, with scientists, to create collaborative pieces. This is the first year of this triangle grant program. And for the pilot, they had an emphasis on fitting within their Path of Totality initiative, the On the Path of Totality. So this was a natural fit for that program and that, you know, that grant. And so my role was, some of it was just talking about the science behind the eclipse and the science behind the Eddington-Einstein collaboration and the science behind general relativity. Some of it was trying to make connections between the human pieces, there's scientists that are humans, there's humans that have scientific interests as well. And so being there to, as a scientist and person myself, blend those roles and think like, ooh, this science concept ties nicely to that to that thematic element, or that has also been a lot of fun.
Elena, what were some of the challenges of creating a piece that deals with complex scientific topics like Einstein's theory of relativity?
Yeah, what's amazing about scientists and artists is that we, in a lot of ways, are doing the exact same thing, which is we're investigating very deeply and we're trying to be inventive and we're trying to think about things in new ways and looking at things in a new light. And so I really do believe that when Jared and I were in conversation and when he was in conversation with the writers, that in fact, what we were all really asking ourselves is how do we invest the audience in the beauty of this science? And I do think that scientists also have to sell the story of their work, and so do artists. And so, how is it? We're always saying when we talk about this, how are we engaging that audience? How are we engaging them in something beautiful? And so, I think what was probably most difficult, of course, is we're talking about physicists who are doing a kind of math that's so much beyond what, normal high school math might teach you. And so sometimes we would say, okay, Jared, can you explain what this equation is? And then it was really wonderful that Jared has this ability to make metaphor out of math. This very complicated equation then suddenly becomes a beautiful image. And then we were able to take those images and still show sometimes math equations, but also put it in a poetic and beautiful musical place. And so you'll see that though it's a very human story and it's super theatrical, there's math all over. From Jared helped us think about math equations that you would see on costumes. And also a lot of the text for the live music is also based in mathematical equations.
Equations on costumes. That's great.
It is.
I love that. Jared, with the eclipse fast approaching, are you excited? What are your plans? What are you going to be looking out for?
Oh, I'm so excited. I saw the eclipse in 2017 that passed through places like Nashville and sort of the other direction across the US. And it's really seeing the total eclipse is a very different experience than seeing a partial eclipse, because the moon completely blocks out the sun, the temperature drops, stars start to appear in the sky as you get a kind of 360 degree sunset. The bugs start freaking out, the dogs start freaking out. It's a really kind of all-encompassing experience that I'm really looking forward to again. And one of the things that I will try and look out for is stars near the sun, because, or stars near where the sun would be, where the sun is outshining them during the day, because those are the stars that are most likely to be deflected, have the light bent, which is part of what this play is about. And so I'll be trying to look and see, like, I know these stars should be somewhere. Can I even possibly perceive a difference with where those stars appear in the sky because of the sun's gravity?
It's going to be so cool. I'm very excited. We all are here. And as you all know, lots of folks are planning to come into Vermont to see the eclipse along that line of totality. Elena, can you tell us a little bit more about the Vermont-specific through line for when light bends? Because it's not just Vermont that this show is or that this production is happening in, right?
Right. I'm going to go to Boston after this, the Boston Science Center, and then there's some plans for it to go some other places. But I think this contemporary through line is, I don't want to give away or spoil the ending of the piece, which is this beautiful human story, but these two women go to find some sort of transformation, some sort of change, some sort of enlightenment by seeing the eclipse, by witnessing the eclipse. And what's really fun about the piece and lends itself into really beautiful theater magic is that they forget their eclipse glasses. And so, how then do you see the eclipse? And then, how then do you still experience that transformational, awe-inspiring moment when you have forgotten this thing that you were so excited about? So, we, Yeah, we follow them as they walk into the woods and they try to find just the right spot to be in the most totality possible. And they walk and they climb, and their entire experience is almost outdoors and trying to get to the right spot. And in a way, I feel like so many people will come to Vermont and probably wrestle to get to that exact spot.
Well, very excited to see this. And it's Highland Center for the Arts, the 22nd through the 24th. Jared, do you have a favorite moment in When Light Bends?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I think the thing I like best about it actually is kind of the sum total of all of the parts, right? It has music, it has magic, it has human interest, it has it's kind of a blending of all of these elements, and it has the scientific history, it has a little bit of everything. And I think that as you navigate through it and see all of these pieces pop up and how they fit together, I think that actually for me is the most exciting, the most exciting bit.
Well, Jared Goldberg, an astrophysicist and one of the collaborators on When Light Bends, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And Elena Arose is the stage director of When Light Bends. Elena, any other notes for folks who want to know how to see it, either in Vermont or as it travels on?
Yeah, we'll definitely come out over the next 3 days, starting tomorrow. And you can also witness this amazing art exhibit that's happening in the lobby of the Highland Arts Center, where you can see so many local artist depictions and explorations of the eclipse. And then you can steep yourself in this really beautiful story.
Great. Well, thank you so much for telling us about it. We so appreciate your time. And folks, if you are part of any special events for the eclipse coming up over these next few weeks, we really would love to hear about them. Our newsroom is going to be covering lots of different eclipse-related stories. You can send us those at Vermont Edition at vermontpublic.org.